This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our website at kaxe.org. You get lots of great information about our albums of the week, about the musicians we interview, as well as news from around the region. Up next, a rebroadcast of On the River with volunteer hosts. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for tuning in.
One, two, three.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Covering Grand Rapids, Brainerd, Virginia, Bemidji, Fauston, and Park Rapids. Increasing clouds throughout the day. Chance of showers by late afternoon, highs 68 to 74. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour and gusting higher. Tonight, showers likely, lows 55 to 60. Patchy fog after midnight, and a slight chance of showers tomorrow, and thunderstorms early in the day, gradually clearing, high in the low 70s, overnight temps near 55 on Wednesday, mostly sunny and highs near 75. And our question of the week, what TV shows have you been into lately? They can be new or old. Text 218 326-1234. And Northern Exposure to Lifelong Earning presents a program on New Zealand travel Wednesday, September 10th at 9:30 at the Bagley Public Library. Doors open at 9.
Gonna buy back her forgiveness, pay off every witness. One more time down south, sell the family headstones and drag a bag of dry bones, make good all my back loans. If I come to your door, let me sleep on your floor. I'll give you all I have and a little more. Sleep late down south. Look up my former mentors. Live off Yankee winters. Lord and renter, create myself down south, impress all the women, pretend I'm Samuel Clemens, wear seersucker and white linens. So if I come to your door, childhood, who now can do me no good, carve their names in dogwood, chase a ghost down south, spirits cross the dead fields, mosquitoes hit the windshield, all documents remain sealed.
that I do. So now I'm changing all those changes that I made when I left you. But now you're gone, I found I'm wrong. There's nothing I can do except to change up all those changes that I made when I left you. Considered all those things I said I'd do. So now I'm changing all those changes that I made when I left you.
Just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. I'm all sure, let the good time roll.
people live and make believe. They keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fool. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. If it's understood, it's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll.
Yeah, from Electric Ladyland, Jimi Hendrix Experience there. And Come On, Let the Good Times Roll, an Earl King composition. And we start things off of this set here with music for you from Tom Petty. And the album's called Highway Companion. The tune's called Down South. And then a couple birthday things. Buddy Holly had a birthday yesterday, I believe. I'm changing all those changes. That's followed by Herschel Berry and the Natives. And Herschel had a birthday on Saturday. My Little Pretty Lips, a tune that we heard there. Ah, yes, you're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're people-powered radio for northern Minnesota. Want to tell you a couple things here. One is that the KAXE Newsroom has created a map of northern Minnesota farmers markets throughout our region, from places like Park Rapids to Palo, Talmoon to Reamer, and Black Duck to Crosby. Most markets run through September or October. You can find the map at KAXE.org. And Kataska Community Action hosts a Big View Conversation Tuesday, September 9th. That's tomorrow from 11 to 1 at Community Presbyterian Church in Grand Rapids. This month, learn more about First Call for Help, whose mission is to provide crisis intervention and referral services. Pre-registration required. Email Alice M, as in Mary, at kutaska.org. Okay, yeah, and as I said, you are listening to On the River this afternoon. I'm your volunteer host today. My name's David John. And do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up a charitable IRA distribution to KAXE. Questions? You can call Chris at 218-326-1234. Well, today marks the 125th anniversary of the Galveston hurricane of 1900. Storms weren't named back then, but winds that sort of came out of the blue. In fact, the meteorologist for the area had been saying Galveston would never be hit by a hurricane because of its location. And people had been concerned and wanting to build a bigger seawall, but they decided not to do that. The city down the coast a little bit further, Indianola, which used to be the major port of entry in that part of the Gulf for the U.S., got totally destroyed back in about 30 years before. But people still more or less ignored it. Population of Galveston at the time was 38,000 people, and the estimates run from 6 to 12,000 killed. Most people settle at about 10,000. That's a general consensus. Most of the buildings on the Gulf side were destroyed, and a few in the business district, which is a little bit further up, lost part of the buildings, but most of them are still at least partially there, but the upper stories were gone. Galveston has been known as the Wall Street of the South, but this storm was so big that it continued up north to when it hit the Great Lakes in Chicago. Winds were like 80 miles an hour, and continued on to New England, where wildfires erupted in its wake because the air has been so dry. Maritime provinces up in Canada, official count was 50 killed, but they believe it was probably closer to 300, which makes it the third most deadly storm to hit the maritime provinces to this day. There was flooding in Minnesota, and anyway, we got a couple songs for it here for you. Start off with one by Richard Dobson, which is written after he found an article in the Galveston newspaper called Grandma Had a Secret. And this is a true story. It turns out that this lady and her husband were separated by the storm. In fact, she gave birth to their first child, first and only child, during the storm. He was a railroad engineer, and the trestle had collapsed when the train was on it. Anyway, you just have to listen to the story and find out how it works out. And then we'll follow that with Tom Rush. Wasn't that a mighty storm?
Century just begun. I married my first husband, Tom. He was my brave engineer, railroad man, and my sweetheart dear. Courted me in Baton Rouge. We pledged our love forever true. Followed work to Galveston, settled there and built a home. Wood frame cottage near the beach. On the hottest days it was still a breeze. Place that we could call our own. Supper on, work was done. We were young then, those were good times. On the island there was sunshine, and our baby grew.
came one dread September morning, warning of a coming storm. Tom was called to work that day to mend the bridge out on the bay. When the winds began to shriek and the rain came pouring down in sheets, orders to evacuate, leave the house without delay. On the second floor Tremont Hotel, all around was roaring hell. In this raging hurricane I began my labor pains. With a midwife on that wild night came my firstborn. By kerosene light, what a bad time to be born in. In the morning we were both alive. That afternoon when I came down carrying my baby son, walked out in the ruined town past the bodies of the people drowned. Storm had blown our home away and the railroad bridge across the bay. Cars and locomotive gone, with it my dear husband Tom. All our lives gone out to sea, all our simple hopes and dreams. With my baby in my arms I said, child, your name is Tom. We were rescued, went to New Orleans. I never found my husband's family. Lived with my sister, met a fine man. He was kind by us and waited patiently. Well, so began another life. Children came and the years went by. Looking at my oldest son, I would often think of Tom. My sister had a coffee shop where the people liked to stop and talk. Through the door a stranger came with a story from the hurricane. Told a tale how he'd survived by clinging to a railroad tie. How he'd washed ashore alive, find out that his wife had died. Is that you, Tom? I can't believe my eyes. Your wife and baby, they are still alive. We thought you'd long gone. She took another name. I could swear that boy has got your eyes. At a boathouse by the lake, clandestine secret meeting place, Tom came walking up the path, embraced me and he held me fast. Smell of jasmine in the air, brushed my cheek and he touched my hair. Told me he was also with. We vowed our love and then we said we must go on with our new lives. It was for this reason we survived. Tell me of my firstborn son, I said, his name is Tom. Are you happy now? I said, yes, I am too, I think. This must be God's plan. Promise me one thing, I can see my son. Said, of course, Tom, it was done. We were young then, those were good times. On the island, there was sunshine and that baby.
Galveston at a seawall to keep the water down, and a high tide from the ocean spread the water over the town.
Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm? lot of people out of way. You know the trumpets give them warning. You better leave this place. Now no one thought of leaving till the death stared them in the face. Then the train at the station were loaded. People are leaving town. The trestle give way with the water. Fell on the island. The houses give away. Some they strike and drowned it. Some died most every way. And the sea began to roll it. I mean the ships they could not land. And I heard a captain crying, God save a drowning man. And wasn't that a mighty storm? Your hands are clammy. Got them on my knee. Come to my mother. Won't you come back after me? And a flood it took my neighbor. Took my brother too. Thought I heard my father calling. I watched my mother go.
Wasn't that a mighty storm?
Year of 1900, children many years ago, death come howling on the ocean, death calls, you got to go.
Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Well, wasn't that a mighty storm? Blew all the people all away.
Previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Butterflies on the summer breeze, the wildflowers, bridge of two infinities, what's been lost and what lies waiting.
Music there for you from Big Thief. That's off our latest Double Infinity. That was the title cut. And started the set off with Richard Dobson and the true story there. All of This Was Mine from Gulf Coast Tales. He was working on a novel about the whole thing when he passed away back in 2017. And some of us got a copy of the finished version of it. And supposedly they're working on a publisher for it, but it's a really interesting book. Wasn't That a Mighty Storm? Tom Rush, an old traditional number arranged by Mr. Rush. And that's from the album New Year. And once again, Double Infinity from Big Thief coming up after that. Okay, let's see. What do we have around here? Temperatures in Bemidji currently is 64 degrees. Yep. And you are listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd. We are people-powered radio for Northern Minnesota, connecting you to Northern Minnesota by through the stories, music, and events and news, yes. And want to tell you that you can find answers to frequently asked questions about KAXE's federal funding cuts at kaxe.org/funding FAQ. Okay, and while we're at it, the Minnesota or the Tally Gallery at Bemidji State University offers a new exhibit of work by Marley Call, looking back at Call's 60-year artistic journey with some never-before-seen works. On display through October 30th, got a chance to see that last week, and it is really, really worth your time to go see it. We received support from Brainstorm Bakery, headquarters of Crapola, with four flavors of granola handcrafted at the bakery on East Sheridan Street in Ely. Online ordering available and more at Brainstorm Bakery. www.thebeatles.com. Okay, where do we go next? Well, we'll get back into some music here. Coming up next for you, music from Monica Giraldo, and a piece of music off a CD called Dream World.
He de cantarlo de noche, en la hora más sombría. Traigo un canto guardado dentro de mi corazón. He de cantarlo al viento, como si fuera un lamento, una voz de soledad. Traigo un canto marcado en la profundidad del alma. He de llorarlo en silencio, he de cantarlo en el camino, a toda la gente que pasa. Traigo un canto escrito en el brío de mis lágrimas. He de cantarlo por siempre, aún sintiéndote ausente, que nací para ti. Cantarlo en el camino, a toda la gente que pasa. Traigo un canto escrito en el brío de mis lágrimas. He de cantarlo por siempre, aún sintiéndote ausente, porque nací para ti.
Darling, don't go to the city, you get lost there in the crowd. All the boys there in the city drink and smoke and talk too loud. The women in the city sneak their whiskey from a cup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Have you heard of Mary Gilligan? She's gone about 3 weeks. She's painted up her lips when all the color left her cheeks. She never goes to mass no more. She
Have you heard about the Goonies, the Russells and Malloys? Their girls all left the farm and went to chasing city boys. Their mothers pray to Mary that their girls won't turn corrupt. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Oh, God forgive me, sing it, but I swear that it's all true. The Lord should strike me dead, should this be set, the likes of you. Your lips will not touch alcohol, it's tea that you shall sup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? You get lost there in the crowd. All the boys there in the city drink and smoke and talk too loud. And the women in the city sneak their whiskey from a cup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up?
Is it rolling, Bob? The other day I was looking at the Dylan album and I was like, damn, what happened? Because the skyline on the back of that record looks like Little Rock, not much better. Oh well, things change, people change, styles range, turn eclectic. But this hectic town I'm living ain't like its humble beginnings. Chest pie, that's what I think about my Nashville in the 90s. Half baked, half raw, give it your all, no looking, no finding. Mega hustler out of a straight lace, taking us in face, run a razor across it. Where's the true grit? You say they tossed it, glossed over and lost it. Man, shouldn't be reminiscing this way, shedding tears for a town that can't find its way. Sold its soul for airplay, sorry to say it's gone away. Okay, that's fine, don't mind, everything that booms must bust. But I got these memories I love of what Nashville was.
Do you know the words at all to the Wabash Cannonball? Do you believe the circle's still unbroken? They can build that skyline up, but they can't take what we love. That's what Nashville was, a true love of mine.
Well, she once was a true love of mine.
Back to the back of that Dylan record, Johnny Cash wrote the preamble, something about how Nashville had a spirit that could never be trampled. Me, I'm a rambling boy, came to this town on a greyhound, big scene, big schemes. I could fiddle like an old man even then somehow. This town was a playground of dreams, deferred and ghosts I heard by the Jubilee Bridge, pure and undeterred. What's the word for a love like that? Maxwell House said it better than most, good to the last drop, cause nothing lasts forever till it does. That's what Nashville was.
Do you know the words at all to the Wabash Cannonball? Do you believe the circle's still on? But they can't take what we love. That's what Nashville was, a true love of mine.
That's the way I remember her best.
She was a true love of mine, rocked in her skyline cradle. She knew three chords and the truth behind every fable. I'm baptized in her waters, gotta chase it down with whiskey. When I see that picture on the back of that record from the 1960s. So let's keep rolling, Bob. Johnny, we will remember. How about another round of applause for what Nashville was?
We know the words by heart to the Wabash Cannonball. We believe the circle's still unbroken. They can build that skyline up, but they can't take what we love. That's what Nashville was, a true love of mine. That's what Nashville was, back before the flood.
Now she's all grown up.
A true love of mine.
Still running in our blood. That's what Nashville was.
A true love of mine.
That's what Nashville was.
Okay, new music for you there from Ketch Secor. That was our album of the week last week, I believe. And the song that we heard there was What Nashville Was. A little help from Molly Tuttle on that. And we started the set off with Monica Giraldo and Trago Encanto. And that's off a CD on Putumayo Records called Dream World. Tom Russell following that. The cut from his The Man from God Knows Where. This cut featured Dolores Keane and Iris Dement on vocals, and When the Irish Girls Grow Up. And once again, Keith Secor there finishing off that set. You're listening to On the River here on Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, broadcasting to the small towns of northern Minnesota, like Virginia, McGregor, Deer River, and Solway. We are people-powered radio. You can join us at KAXE.org. And a little rundown on what's going on later this afternoon. I'll be with you up until 4 o'clock, at which time All Things Considered comes in from National Public Radio, followed by As It Happens from the CBC at 6. At 7 o'clock this evening, DJ the DJ will be hosting the show over there in Grand Rapids. Always good to hear him. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, Headwaters with Andrew Zingle from this morning repeats. Tomorrow morning, it'll be Heidi Houghton and John Latimer on the morning show. Malachi Coons will be hosting Headwaters, and DJ Ironsides will be in here hosting On the River at 1 o'clock. At 11, it'll be World Cafe, and tomorrow is Tuesday, it'll be National Ratcliffe and Jillian Welch and David Rawlings repeat interview thing. An encore production, and it'll be interesting to hear those people talk about playing, and Nathaniel playing Heartless, which is his song up for Song of the Year, and Jillian David share how the tornado that destroyed their studio, Woodland, led to their first original songs from them in many years. They are also up for Duo or Group of the Year. Okay, up next for you here. Let's see. Programming is supported by the Grand Dental Center, where Drs. Lisa Johnson, Leanna McBride, and their staff provide full-service family dental plans or care for patients of all ages in Grand Rapids and surrounding communities. More information at granddentalcenter.com. Okay, back to music coming up next for you. A little something here for you from Elisapi, and this is from her album Inkatoot, and it goes something like this.
Song o yo akitimi no ya ti solo akona utakio na ligio ti ora mi sodio to ni to no nani na parte di mani hongatuva ti toro ngasili yogo kisanya yuina sea lono e je kind kiet zal toe. Daima, gima, zinio, nima. As nirini, nina ma, pisotrina, rama. Sionga domi vo malio tio nalini ailini malito nalini uva nima si tati tori malo titul asi ti mi ma o hagunai logo nalini atungio Chayang itavo, ye kid kitsalerto. Daima, rima, tsinio, nima. Ola kona le yetu iripine anivo. Songo yo akitimin no yatitsulo akona uta priyo naliyo tiyora misudyo to nitugo nonani naparto irimani hongatuva titoro hagunai logo Nalini atungio ta hayangi tavo Iekit kitsalato Daima, rima, tsinio, nima
more hormonal than the view. was it you, queen of lilac, queen of blue, who's moving on, who's kidding who? I loved your face, I loved your hair, your t-shirts, and your evening wear. As for the world, the job, the war, I ditched them all to love you more. And now you're gone. Now you're gone, as if there ever was a you who held me dying, pulled me through, who's moving on.